It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Happy Monday to all of you. Today is October the 28th, 2024. I can't believe this year has flown. You are listening live to the Intuition Hour, and I am your host, Kat Nicholson, and I am so excited to be with all of you today on this little pre-Halloween visit together, and I'll be so excited to spend this hour with you all. If you are listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page titled 1-2 Radio. You're welcome to come on in at any time and post your questions in the chat room. I'm not very jabby today, so we're going to definitely be taking some good questions. The energy is super, super intuitive, so I could feel that. It's definitely Scorpio season. Before I go on, I do want to say, Carrie G, I'll say it that way, to you and all your family, my heart is with you, and I just want you to know that I'm thinking of you closely and sending you guys lots of love. And for all of you, you know, this time of year, I'm sure, I mean, we're coming up to Halloween season here, or we are in it, obviously. And of course, the Scorpio season, you know, it brings up a lot of topics, a lot of heavy energy, a lot of depth and uncovering and whatever, you know, we get a lot of psychic energy during this cycle, but we also start reflecting a little bit more, maybe doing some deeper thinking or interpreting. And also, though, on the other side of that depth is that get up and go, or that gusto, musto, like we have to do it. It's more black and white than gray. And so I think we love that. And we start setting goals. And, you know, I always say that how God's universe is so divinely timed, because there's no question about it that we have certain times of the year that we prepare for certain things. And this time of the year, we're preparing for the new year and starting to think about our goals and our options and our plans and everything else. So it's only 2 months away, and I can't believe I'm saying that. And I am laughing under my breath because I truly can't believe it. And I'm sure many of you are feeling the same. So at this time of year, somebody said to me, you know, I feel so heavy. I feel this. I'm reflecting a lot on my past, or I'm reflecting on some loved ones who have crossed over. And there's a lot of that this time of year. And it's healthy and normal to do these things. It's really like an allotted time, I believe, where they say in the world, the veil is very thin between the physical world and the spiritual world. And so we may be reflecting more on these things. We may see people leave. We may see maybe even in ourselves, if we think about it this way, a transformation of ourselves, a shedding. Just like, you know, they say, if we think about the Scorpio, the scorpion, I'm thinking about the snake as a sign, things that we don't really want to think about but exist. We have to think about the transformation of what these things bring, you know, so, and the shedding of our skin. So what is it? And I think this is the time of year where we get to say, okay, what are we releasing and what are we bringing in? What do we want to stay with, and what do we want to let go of? And so we could think about the death of old ways and the beginning of new ways on many different layers and levels, and maybe even go back into a time where, what is it? I think for myself, I'm trying to recognize what is missing that I want to bring back into today. What did I once do that I enjoyed doing that I wanted to bring back into today? Or what is what is it that I could fill in some blanks with, you know, or really add more dimension into today. So I think that there's a little bit of that going on. And also, what is it that we no longer need and, you know, to move forward? So I want to come in and say hi to you guys. I can't really, I'm going to tell you in advance, all of our communications here has been basically on its own. I don't know how to say it. The computers are messing up. I don't know if it's from the storms. I don't really know what, you know, post-recovery from the hurricanes and whatnot. They're working in the area, of course, things like that. But my computer's been on the brink of a meltdown. I'm getting flashes on my computer of like screens and pages of I don't know how many thousands of years ago, but they are doing that. And then they're also, my phone's going out, not the phone that I work with, thank goodness, but my personal phone, it keeps hanging up or not dialing or whatever. So the area's a little wonky. So I'm hoping that we're good to go through this whole thing. But I definitely wanted to let you all know this is what's happening. Yes, I'm going to pull some cards. Yes, and it becomes a matter of having to keep things on the back burner of what you hear, you know, in the world, because you have to stay in reality too and stay grounded. And then so I try to stay in reality, like, okay, my computer's very old. It's time for a new one. Our phones are getting old, you know, all of this. So it's funny because you don't want to get like paranoid. I feel like I have to remind myself with all of this social media and all of this news and everything that comes down the pike, you have to really stay in reality and grounded with it, you know, to make sure you know it's just your stuff's getting old. Nobody's tapping into your stuff. And it's pretty funny. So I'm doing a little bit of that. I'm sure you guys are experiencing a little bit of that also. And I have to blame Uranus a little bit for that, which is on the other side of the planet right now. But I definitely of the sun. So I've been thinking about all that, you know, and I'm sure you are too. So let's take a look. I'm so happy to get you live, Charlene, also. Let me come and say good morning to everybody. Lori Love, good morning to you. Many of you know Lori the Love Sherpa. She'll be on at the top of the hour. Good morning. It's so nice to see you. Patricia, hi, and Pamela. Thank you for that, Pamela. Judith, hi. We'll talk about that a little more today. And Lara, hi. I'm definitely going to be taking Lynn. Good morning to you, Quelly. Quelly, it was so nice to see your photos at the Dolphins game. I noticed that. So very nice. I hope you had a nice time. Tara, hello. Laura and Ms. Perez, good morning to you. Nadine and Renee, let me see who's next. All right, let's take a peek at everything. I would love to leave you some messages. I'm going to go ahead and refresh. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to share with you all. And really, I think embracing... Rebecca, hi, good morning to you too. I think embracing a lot of the positive, whatever values you carry, whatever you're bringing into the world every day. There's so much. Oh, I know what it was. Here it is. I received my voter's report card and wondering if all of you received the same, because I was kind of surprised that they rated my voting. And I did get a card today that said your average, basically. And I was like, wow. And they give you like the meter. They gave me a meter and they showed me like what I've done in the past and what I do now and how I'm voting and how I rank amongst everyone. And I was kind of surprised by that. But I had to chuckle because I am going today. And I want to remind everyone to please vote no matter where you are in the country. It is so very important. And I usually don't do this, but I am today. And I was taken back a little bit. about my voting report card. And so I don't, it was kind of crazy because they've showed it coming to my home for many, many days. And then finally it got here today. So I had like anxiety over like how I was, I don't know. It was kind of a crazy situation. Wondering if any of you experienced the same, but it was a good kick in the ass to get out early and go and get it done. So today's the, and I hope all of you are going through, you know, going to step up and go out and vote. So I had to have a good laugh about that. In any case, nothing gets by anyone anymore, I'm telling you. But I had to laugh about it. And I don't know how I feel about it completely yet, but I did want to share to see if anyone else had the same experience and to see if, of course, I'm sure many of you did, but here in Florida, I know a lot of people have. So we were just wondering, it was kind of crazy. And so because it's never happened before, you know, I was like, oh, here we go. So let's come and take a look at your messages. And let's see who has a question for me. Joni, good morning to you. And let's see what Charlene has to say. Charlene says she's happy to get to be here live on Monday. I'm so happy too. It's her scheduled work day off. She's got two powerful messages. Could I take a look and give her a bit of a boost if I have time? I definitely have the time and I'm happy to answer. First message was in a dream telling you to get back in my skin. That's interesting because I had that whole, and the second one was getting to know herself. I absolutely believe I touched on a tiny bit of that when I talked about the snake skin because of the shedding. And the Scorpio energy and how we transform and really getting to know yourself and getting back to yourself and coming to the core. And this is where I go with the depth of it all, because embracing your trueness, your realness, your values, and all of these things right now, I think it's so critical for everyone to get back to center. And because of everything going on in the world and how much we put into so many other things, I think coming back to self is a really good idea. I'm going to pull a card because they're showing me too, and see how what they have to share. But I definitely love that this time of year, you get to kind of maybe reinvent the wheel of how you want things to look, or maybe how... maybe you want to embrace something new in your day that's just for you. I love that. Do something for yourself. And let's take a look. And this is for Charlene. Rebecca, I'm glad you're here too. Gwen, you also. Yeah, you get to take a rest. You get to do a lot more meditating. You're going to have a birth of a renewal, and it's around your heart chakra. I feel like you're going to have a new beginning there, and a lot of creative energy is going to come through you. So whatever feeds your soul, you know, whatever fulfills you personally is what they're calling for you to do. So getting back to your self, your inner self, knowing yourself better. I love all of that. And I think that it's very much, you're definitely, you know, when we get these messages that we align with ourselves. And when I say we have like this aligning with self is our body, mind, and we have to ask ourselves often, do our body, mind, and spirit all agree with each other? Because that's really what being in alignment is. And we spend a lot of time in our humanness, I believe, to arguing with ourselves, you know, or battling that internal struggle of, well, my mind says this, but my heart says this, and my heart knows this, but my soul knows that, and all of these other things, you know. So I think when our body, mind, and soul are in sync, we're in a really blessed place or a really good, and it doesn't happen all the time, but when it does, we're really rocking and rolling, and we can move forward with so many things, and it takes effort and sometimes it does not. But what they're showing me for you is meditation. And there is a meditation that is going to bring you more clarity and rejuvenate you. And I do hope that helps. Okay. And I think that it's kind of easy. I mean, you know, it's interesting because it says, to fuel yourself. I think what Charlene is saying is a great point for everyone, her messages. I think we can all absorb some of that right now with Scorpio energy. And so, you know, it's getting and releasing what you no longer need. And it's also getting yourself back to your own skin, you know, being comfortable in your own skin. I feel more of that. And I do believe there is creative renewal, and I'm excited for that. Okay, I want to come into the room. I'm laughing. Carol, I haven't seen you here in forever. Thank you for being here today. We're so happy to have you. And I love that. She said, go vote. Miriam, I'm coming to you. Kelly, good morning to you also. Hello, everyone, and Laura, you too. Miriam has something important to say. She says she was going to go to Iran to see her dad, who is not well, but the airline canceled. Is happening. Do you see this trip is happening at the end? I'm just worried that I won't get a chance to see my dad. This is, you know, this is my number one. My heart and my spirit are with you guys, and my prayers. And I know everyone here, these are the things that sometimes we don't get close to, Miriam. And I know you have been, and this is a very, very difficult. I'm really hopeful that, and I know many of us are, I say this with a pure heart, but I know I'm hopeful that it's going to end, of course, just like everyone else. But I do want to take a peek, and there's a couple of different things. Carol, I know you'll back me on this, but there's a couple of things I don't really, you know, whether I feel it or not is one thing, but expressing a couple of things based on, I feel I'm very cautious about what I do and do not do, because I don't want to play at God or, you know, whatever. So birth and death, and Carol will attest to this with the babies too. I really try to pull back from it because I feel like there are so many important things through our lives and living that. And I'm not saying pull back to where I'm avoiding your pain and ignoring your question. I'm saying because I do believe that's a divine order and that we can't mess with it as humans, you know. So let me take a peek for you, though. Make sure everything is okay. And I'm really hoping you could get there also. And you've tried. And so that's all you can do, you know. And whatever is divine, whatever is meant to be, you have to kind of go with that. And I know how important this is, but at the same time, I really trust in how it's supposed to play out. And I, again, birth and death are very, very difficult areas where I kind of stay in the middle with this. So let me just take a peek and try to help you any way I can. I said to someone earlier that I think, you know, the Gemini phrase is I think, and it's very true. I like to think more than I like to know, because I think I know sounds a little bit, I don't know, maybe arrogant. I don't think we know everything, so I always think, I think. And I think, and if you ever think of the difference between, and this lovely person says to me, what is the difference between thinking and knowing? Or why do you say I think and not I know? And I don't know. Sometimes you'll hear me say I know, because I am caught, like it's totally, there's no, it's like a pure fact, like this is what it is and that's it. There's no room for any changes. There's no room for choices, wrong turns, right turns, whatever it may be. And then there's I think, because that's the way it looks to be, but maybe there's something that can come and you know, alter. So the difference between I think and I know, it leads us to ponder. And now you could definitely tell we're in Scorpio time because I'm thinking of all these differences of, does it really matter if we think or we know? But it mattered to this person, right? So I like to use I think. And just because I say I think doesn't mean I don't know. And so we went around and around with this whole topic. And these are some of the human things we can get lost in through our communication. So if I say to you guys, I think, it really does mean I know, but I don't want to sound too full of it, right? So just know this. I'm leaning that way. So I really think, Miriam, that there will be a time. And he's hanging on. I do believe that. All right. So let me just see. She says, do I see this trip is happening? Do any of you relate to thinking or knowing or having a feeling around that? Because it is definitely, there is a fine line there, but I did, you know, you never expect to have to answer these questions when you're communicating because you know what you feel. And so if you think it, or for me, somebody like myself, and I know for many of you, if you're thinking it, you're feeling it, right? It goes a little deeper. So I really never tore them apart before, and I definitely did today. I love that you're vibing too. All right, hold on now. Let's take another peek. Yeah, I see the canceled. First card I pulled here is the canceled flight. But Miriam, you are definitely determined. So for now, you're going to be kept a little bit in the dark as far as when you're going to be able to go. But there definitely is a change at the end of the day. And I know it's not going to be easy, but there will be a way around. I don't know if a way around, an alternative plan, an alternative route, something like this. I don't think anything's going to stop you from doing what you need to do, but that is seeing your dad, but not immediately. So it's going to be some time. I'm not saying there's no way by any stretch. I think where there's a will, there's a way. I mean, I do believe, so it's not going to be easy, but I do think that there is a point of overcoming and pushing through. So that's my answer. Through challenge, you'll get to what you want to do. That's how I feel. Okay? And I hope that makes sense. I don't feel like he's going anywhere anytime tomorrow. So I just don't. But I'm not, you know, like I said, I don't even like to say that out loud. I don't want to play God. I want to just be honest, and I don't see it. I know you're going to achieve your mission. That's how I feel. Okay. I do think it's going to take some time, but not forever. Okay. This isn't, you're not at the end of the road with your opportunity to go. How's that? Okay. All right, I hope that helps. Let me see who's next. Lara, I'm going to try to find you and see what's going on. Nadine, thank you for sharing such a gorgeous photo. Thank you, all of you, for sharing so much today here. I'm going to just keep going. Gwen says she didn't get a report card. I know. I was like, is this a Florida thing or what? I was shocked. And it's so dumb, but it's like, ugh. Can someone not know any? Like, does everybody know every single thing now? That's how it felt. All right, hold on now. Laura, I'm trying to find you in here, so I'm still looking, and then we'll just keep moving. Okay, here we go. I would love a card if you have a chance. Moseying along. I always go la-di-da. That's my moseying. And I think you're at a time where you too are going to be building more of an inner strength. I feel this strongly without even looking at the cards, because I honestly feel like you're also going to overcome this challenge, because I do get the strength card so firmly in mind. And so she said she's sleeping horribly. So look, it really does affect everything. I am convinced of that. Let's see. Actually feel like some of this fear and now look, I want to bring up a sensitive word of its hormones, but at the same time I do feel like it's going to be so much easier ahead. Not only do I see an increase of income ahead and you're going to be working more, I see some more joy or maybe lighthearted energy, which will also help you sleep better. So you are definitely coming into a change cycle. And I really do see more fulfillment. And I also hope that helps, because it looks very, very positive. And I only see good things ahead. So you're coming out of a difficult time, and you are definitely going into an easier cycle. So that's your transformation for this Scorpio season. I love that. And you're going to start attracting more of what you want, okay? Like a little magistress. Yeah, somebody said the book. Jane, thank you. And Lara, lots of love to you. I know things are on the up and up. You'll see it very soon. I see a lot of shedding too of the skin is from you, and releasing a lot. Okay. So you'll feel better, and you're going to feel better physically too. And good luck to you, hon. Come back and share with us, please. Jane said voter report card sounds suspect. It is kind of weird, but it's really legit. So I thought that too. I get like a little paranoid, like that Virgo rising in me kicks in, but I know it came from a legitimate place, so it's kind of crazy. I just thought it was like putting a foot up my rear to get out there, you know? But it's not like I missed that many elections. I try to think if I missed one, and I may have one for being sick. But that's it. I mean, I don't know. It was crazy. All right. And I don't even know if it was a presidential year, which is even more surprising. So it was, I don't know. But thank you for that. Thank you for chiming in on that. Alishea, good morning to you. I'm so happy you're here too. Thank you for that. That's a very Scorpio energy you have there. And it reminds me of something Judith talking about her ancestors, which we'll get to in a minute. I want to look at Rebecca quickly, and then I'll just keep moving. But Judith is doing a lot of work. And Aaron is doing an ancestor meditation. I don't know all of the details of it, but I do know it's Halloween. And you want to check out, go to 1-2 Listen and look for her. Or come to 1-2 Radio and look for the details on that. She is doing a free guided meditation on that. And I think you would enjoy it. So it's just... think that would be good for you because you're going through all this stuff, and I'm coming back to you in a moment. Okay, Rebecca, she says, hi Kat, I have a question if you have a chance. I'm still stuck in North Carolina. It feels like there is some sort of block on me leaving. Maybe my housemate is doing something, or maybe a different negative influence, or maybe the universe is I always believe in divine order, and I am not saying we don't make mistakes or we're not blocked because of some cruddy reason, or it's just the way the universe has us. But I always believe, and I try to believe. When I remember saying to you guys last week, really expect the best, because just expect goodness. You know, try to be positive. Even though I know some things are hard or challenging or whatever in the world, we have to have a better attitude. We have to show up in gratitude as best we can, even when things are cruddy, you know. And Lord knows we've all had our share, but I mean, I think it's so important to show up I don't believe anyone specific is putting bad juju on you, but I do understand why you would think that. And I think it's easy. Sometimes we have to know the whys. I truly try to believe in divine timing also. And sometimes if we push too hard, and this is another thing I could say, we're in Scorpio season opposite of Taurus. And I always think of Mark Husson when I think about this, because from him, I learned that when we, it's almost like it's the difference between human doing and human being, you know. Taurus is more the being, Scorpio is more the doing, if we have to look at these two signs today, because I'm thinking about what's on the opposing side of the planet, you know, that Uranus and Taurus, whatever. I think sometimes it's important for you to do human being instead of human doing. And because when we try and we're banging our heads against the wall, then be the opposite of where we're at. So we're in Scorpio season, be a Taurus. You know, like I try to think about these things along the way. And the details that I'm expressing are the takeaway from what I received from him, but also about maybe banging our heads against the wall, trying to do something that's not yet meant to be. And on the other hand, you know, we take baby steps. We don't have to take it till such an extreme to where we're doing nothing, but try to do things where I think following the flow, what door is opening for you? Where is the ease? What can you feel about your life today that you could step into that actually will work for you in a matter? And what if it has nothing to do with it? What if it's cooking a meal and then you get some tremendous insight through your cooking that is giving you another answer? Something like this. So I do believe that your opening is coming in a completely unexpected roundabout way. And I hope that helps. I think it's going to be out of left field, and you'll be like, now I'm going to look at a few cards and see where I'm going with this. But I do believe what's happening right now to me is I'm having a lot of twos, like two, the number two, cross my mind. All over the place, twos above my head, around my root, like twos, okay? I don't know what that means, but let's take a look at your cards and see what they say. Dun, 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 dun. All right, hold on now. right, here we go. Oh yeah, you're definitely going to get your answer. And ironically, they're showing me this. They're giving me 8 weeks, which is 2 months, but that's not even my thing. The bottom line is things are really going to pick up on their own accord. So now I have November in my head, which is where we are today. And then I have 2 months or the second month. So you will get out of there in divine time. I feel good about the time. Be patient. It says wait to act. You are supposed to be the Empress right now, sitting on your throne, and also nurturing, self-care, this kind of thing. That brings me to, you know, the kitchen. I don't know why I mentioned the food, but I did. Also, you will go when it's time, and there is a there is something about inheritance or luck, gaining something for staying just a little bit longer. So moving forward, it's also saying to lean into your higher self, lean into your spirit life, and just keep having faith and trust in the universe, okay? It's definitely gonna happen, okay? Nobody can penetrate, I always say, from the north to the east to the south to the west. Let nothing negative penetrate our own domain. You have a personal domain. You do your little circle of protection. And especially this time of year, you know, I know, I feel like sometimes I'm looking out and I'm thinking like somehow the mosquito turns into a bat in my mind, you know. Everything seems enhanced or more psychic or more energetic. And so when we believe Scorpio is like this, it's intense. So the intensity is times 10. So it's like, oh, my housemate is putting negative energy on me, like you said. No, that's, that. You know, we may feel that deeply. But in reality, no one can touch you when you can't give it. You have to disclude or discount any of these things, especially in this season, because the veil is so thin. So you say from the north to the east, to the south, to the west, put a little circle of protection around you, put it clockwise, do it clockwise, because no one can penetrate your personal domain. You have to tell yourself this. We can't leave one little leak or crack open for any negativity, you know? And so if we're conscious of this every day and we just keep our head down and do our thing, I think we have to realize that nothing can really get us that way. And so a circle of protection always. And I do a lot of things for protection like that. And I do these 9 psalms. I do 3 a day for 9 days. I have all these little signs and symbols we used to teach at 1-2 Academy that maybe one day we'll get back to it. But I definitely feel like you are safe. There is nothing holding you back, holding you down. And you will go in a very, very timely manner. Okay? You'll leave there. And I see the movement. You have the 8 of Wands. You're definitely you're going to get going. Frustration is definitely, I know, easier said than done, because we can kick and scream. I can't tell you how often I used to bang my head against the wall for things to happen and kind of learn how to set back and let things. It's so difficult when we're used to doing everything on the planet to move things in our lives, to sit back and let it come. And that's what I'm telling you to do for a minute. Put your focus on something else. And this is for all of you I'm talking to. When we're trying to get something done and it's so intense and we need to have it happen, it's so frustrating. And we're kicking and screaming. And then all of a sudden, we put our mind to something else. I know someone who, every time they go on a trip or they leave town, something that they've wanted for weeks or months happens. And then they're not there for it, or they're not going to miss what's meant. But the bottom line is, as soon as you take your focus off of something, it happens. So I do hope that helps. All right, let me see, Ms. Perez. Where did you go? But I want to say one more thing before that. Okay, so I am seeing some, Washington State had some report cards too, so thank you for that. Charlene just said her daughter got a voter report card also. All right, let's take a look at you. Try to find you in the room. And good morning to everyone. Jim, you too. I hope you had a great trip. I saw that. Today is my golden birthday. I'm excited to be here with everyone today listening. Happy birthday to you. And let's take a look, okay? Honestly, I feel like it's when life begins for the better. And I'm sure, I would say transformation is key for you also. And I love how we're leaning into that Scorpio energy. So it's, let's just take a look. And you know, with you, I feel like the opposite is happening now. I just said something about the black and white aspects of Scorpio, meaning you're all one way or you're all the other and blah, blah, blah. Now, I mean, on many, many topics, I would say, you know, I think it leans extreme almost to some degree. But for you, you're really, and you can correct me if this is wrong, but this is what I see happening and already started and now coming into these next couple of years for you in general. But it's meaningful because it will serve a bigger purpose for your life. I see a new mission for you. I feel like you're going to tackle something. I don't know where this is coming from, but you there's a purpose or a mission that's going to come into your world here in the next year or two. I'll even go 1 to 3 years because for some reason they're showing me a bigger picture. You have a mission statement. You're going to act on it. You're going to succeed. I feel this strongly. I also think that you are coming into this place of gray and shades of gray where something doesn't have to be a specific way like before, and you're more accepting and you're more maybe you want to branch out a little bit, maybe even take interest in some different cultures, maybe travel some more. There's some kind of adventure that awaits you, but there's a purpose or a mission that you're going to sink your teeth in that you may not even know about today, but it's something for others and it's also something to fulfill your soul. And so I see a lot of splash of color too. Different colors, and it looks kind of like a modern piece of art that your life is going to shape up to become, and I feel really good about that as well. So let me just take a little peek. And see what's coming. All right, hold on now. Yeah, I feel like you're going to let go of a lot of frustration. I also see a higher learning And it says expect the unexpected. Honey, if you're hanging on to anyone or anything from the past, it feels like a long ago past. Twofold here. One was a person, and the other is it feels like more about education and learning or growing more on a spiritual path like this, looking for that fulfillment, which you're going to do. I feel that ahead. I also see anything that you do, it's like gathering wisdom on a mission, you know? And I love anything that you do as a learning tool is really great for you over the next couple years, which you're going to do. I see more education, even if it's on your own, like even a little conference or an hour on the internet or maybe small courses or whatever. It pays you back tenfold or maybe 100-fold to do that. And I also feel like anything that you're holding on from the past, if a person was disappointing or perhaps something was undone that you need to finish or something like this, I do see closure. I see completion. I see enlightenment for you. And I feel a lot of these things that are going to come to pass that maybe we're not able to before. If you're thinking about, oh, here's another thing. I think the past is going to come back to you because even if you're thinking of someone from the past that you haven't talked to maybe in 10 years, you know, I think that's going to happen also. Maybe 20 years, you know, you don't know. But the bottom line is I do see a little bit of your past coming back and to really give you some good closure in yourself and a lot of healing as well. And happy birthday, and I hope that helps, okay? All right, now let me see who's next here. Oh, Lara, let me tell you this. You're going to have more dogs. So I love that too. I feel like that's in alignment with your personality so well. So that's good. All right, Jane says her phone's been glitchy. Five people, roommates, rented the unit above her, and it's interfering with her cell and internet connection. She's partially underground. Oh, she's going cuckoo. Oh, I hate that for you. She's saying happy Halloween to everyone in the Day of the Dead. Thank you for that. And I do hope those moments, dissipate for sure. I know it is kind of crazy. Even the symbols that are coming up on things. Oh, in our car too. We had like a shutdown in the car, navigation, and said, please come to the thing and get it reset or whatever. Like a lot of electronic stuff. I'm just blaming something else, but it is all happening. And maybe the storm energy here has been so crazy. They're interfering with so many resets and stuff. I would lean into that as well. Honey, you're welcome. Have a wonderful birthday. All right, everybody, let's just keep it going here. And Rebecca says she has an Aries rising. Shocking news. I think you're doing okay. I think you're going to also be surprised at the way things go. And you may miss something if you leave too soon. That's really what I think. Alishea says her aha moments always come when at the most unexpected times or the least expected times, usually when she's doing something that's grounding, such as yard work, cooking, or walking. I feel the same. I get a lot of that. And I also, yeah, some people get it in the shower, whatever. I always get it in the most random, especially on my walks, I guess. But I agree with that. Sometimes I don't want to get it and I hear it. Something, my head's busy, so I'm always thinking something, I'm always knowing something, you know, or and there goes that thinking again. I think you all get what I'm saying there. All right, let me go ahead and refresh you guys and come back in and take another question. And Judith has a lot. She says her ancestors, especially her deceased father's father, I don't know if you're asking me the question or I see a lot of sharing and I appreciate that so much. If you have a specific, Jan Tap was the father of 10, died during the evacuation of the bridge too far. Wow, that's amazing. If you have a question for me, please go ahead and ask. I do think you will benefit greatly from Aaron's show, so I love that. And I love that you're on this, you're definitely on the ancestry connection, you know, phase. And I think we all go through that from time to time. And I think it's deep for you, but also very enlightening. And I love that as well. Okay. Okay, Ms. Lynn. She says, I would love a message if I have time. Okay, I have time. I'm waiting for an agreement to be signed. Will it go my way? Let's take a peek. So far, so good, lady. I feel like there's one little thing. I don't know if you were working on it. I don't know if there was a glitch in the system, something about the agreement itself, but it's they're showing me a lot of nines. So you're like 90% to what you wanted is what I feel when I see the cards like this, but it looks good at the outcome. So very good. I'm sure that something along the way you had to work on this because it doesn't look like an easy road to get where you have to go. I see that as well. And I do hope that helps. But I'm going to say yes. It looks like it's completing. I just want to know if there was one little thing that I'm sure there were more than one, but I'm wondering if there was one thing that's like, there might be one little thing that stick, you know, but you let me know, okay? All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead. I hope you all stay safe and happy and healthy for your little Halloween celebrations. Judith, I do feel like you're going to reach your grandfather. I will say that very much so. And guys, you know, I've pulled the Four of Wands for all of you this week to show, stay in some, you know, inner peace, stay close to home. So maybe rejuvenate something and light your candles, buy a new blanket, whatever it is to make you feel cozy, and maybe set up, redo your little meditation spaces or your altars or whatever it is you have. Create that peaceful, serene space in your home. Also, I love it for real estate. I love it for people coming back from the past when you least expect it. And basically celebrate life as much as possible, okay? And your own as well as your family members or others that you choose to be your family members, okay? All right, Jay Barbell, thanks for being our producer today. And thank you everyone so much for being here on the Intuition Hour. Please stay tuned for Lori the Love Sherpa coming up next. I know you'll love her, so tune in. Bye, everybody. Happy Halloween. Have a great week.